Hi, this is George Clark. Several years ago, I wrote a piece for Ivy Hoops Online describing Mitch Henderson's record against Harvard and Yale to that point as a monkey on his back. Since then, he has pretty much turned things around against the Crimson, although his overall record is at 10-12, slightly below 500. Most of those 10 wins have come in recent years. Against the Bulldogs, however, going into last night's contest, Henderson's record is a far from satisfactory 9-17, although the Tigers are 2-1 against James Jones in Ivy Tournament Finals. Last year, Princeton dropped two regular season contests, including an 87-65 drubbing in New Haven and a 10-point loss in Jadwin when the Tigers coughed up a double-digit second-half lead. It was this loss that galvanized the team. After hitting bottom, they regrouped and went on a remarkable six-game winning streak right into the Sweet 16. The key to the 74-65 victory over the Bulldogs in the Ivy Final was the ability of Tosun to shut down Yale's great scorer, John Pulakidas. Pulakidas had tallied nearly 50 points in Yale's two regular season wins against the Tigers. Pulakidas is back. Tosun is not. Last night, Henderson's frustrations against the Bulldogs deepened as Yale held serve at home 70-64. As long as Danny Wolf wears the blue and white, everyone in the Ivy League will struggle against Yale. The 7-foot sophomore dominated the game with 21 points, 12 rebounds, and 3 spectacular assists. The last time the Tigers faced a big man this good was in the Sweet 16 last year against Ryan Kalkbrenner of Creighton. They had no ability to match up very well with either big man. Having said that, the Tigers made it a close game that could have gone the other way. Caden Pierce led the Tigers with 20 points. Xavion Lee notched his first career double-double with 18 points and 11 rebounds. In all, the Tigers made 13 of 33 deep balls, and usually enough to earn a win. Not against this very talented Yale squad, however. The second half was decisive, as Yale enjoyed a 40-29 scoring advantage, more than enough to overcome the Tigers' 5-point halftime lead. Pulakidas played well, and he got lots of help from Bez Embeng, August Mahoney, and Matt Noling, in addition to the redoubtable Wolf. Yale won the game at the free throw line. They made only 13 of 25 attempts, but Princeton had only 3 free throws during the entire game, an unbelievable disparity. Oh, that home cooking. Realizing that the Tigers play again tonight at Brown, Henderson used several bench players earlier than has been his custom. Freshman Daylon Davis responded with 11 tallies, keeping the Tiger hopes alive until the final minutes. With 9 games remaining, the Tigers have their tournament prospects very much in their own hands. At this point, the likely outcome is a third-place finish behind Yale and Cornell. What this will mean, of course, is that the Tigers, in order to win the title, will need to beat Yale and Cornell on successive nights. One suspects the return matches in Jadwin may turn out a little bit differently. We certainly hope so. Can't look past Brown tonight, however, in Providence. Anything can happen there, as Tiger fans well know. Again, this is George Clark. Thanks for listening.